This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
You know, when you unmute your mic and you're trying to use a flare, and then you slap a lamp with your hand, that's not cool. Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Third hour, going to be joined by Representative Jeff Duncan. Now, Representative Duncan is my congressman. He also was the guy that was there at the Alexandria ballpark, and he was the one that Hodgkinson asked, are you guys Republicans or Democrats, as he walked away. He was not there for the shooting, by luck. Timing, that kind of thing. And we're going to talk about H.R. 38. We're going to talk about the SHARE Act. We're going to talk about a lot of things in the third hour. That's coming up next hour. Today, though, right now, this hour, we have this coming from a bunch of gun grabbers, or CNN, whichever you want to call them. They're talking about a study that found that mass killings and school shootings spread contagiously, where one killing or shooting increases the chances that others will occur within about 2 weeks. The study, which was published in July in the journal PLOS-1, found evidence that school shootings and mass killings defined as four or more deaths spread contagiously, and 20 to 30% of such killings appear to be the result of infection. The contagion period lasts about 13 days, the researchers have found. Now, I know that leftists co-opt the English language all the time. These guys, they've taken it to a whole other level. They're saying that when one of these shootings occurs, that the entire nation is infected, and that somehow or another, this causes more killings to happen. Researchers gathered records of school shootings and mass killings from several data sets and fit them into a mathematical contagion model. The spread they found was not dependent on location, leading researchers to believe that national media coverage of a mass shooting might play a role. On average, mass shootings occur about once every 2 weeks in the United States, and school shootings happen about once a month. Now, see what they're doing here? What they're doing here is quite clever, because they're making it sound like these high-profile shootings happen once a month or every 2 weeks, versus just shootings, okay? For example, what happened in Dallas. That might would have to be considered a mass shooting. But it could also be considered familicide. And it all comes down to verdict, or excuse me, not verdict, motive. All comes down to motive. But what these guys have done is they've taken a bunch of CDC language and they're applying it in places where it doesn't occur. Sherry Towers, a research professor at Arizona State and lead author of the study, said, "What we believe may be happening is national news media attention is like a vector that reaches people who are vulnerable." So in other words, national media becomes like your hands that you didn't wash. And you touch the vector, which is the method of transmittal. Once, then all of these vulnerable people are those who have regular access to weapons and are perhaps mentally ill. Once infected with knowledge of a shooting from national media coverage, David shows that a person is more likely to commit a similar crime. She said when at least three people are shot, but less than four, the media reports tend to be local. But these shootings that received local news coverage but no national news coverage did not have the same contagious effect, according to Towers. Now, Catherine Newman, provost of the University of Massachusetts Amherst and co-author of Rampage, The Social Roots of School Shootings, said media coverage may prompt copycat crimes, but shining the national spotlight on mass and school shootings can have benefits, too. Sure it does. After Sandy Hook, when everybody out there in media had stayed there for 2 weeks and, you know, everything was solemn, no other things happened during those 2 weeks at all in the world. Everybody would get, it's another sad morning as Sandy Hook comes. And, you know, I know that was true. I know that was true. But when it's all said and done, fully 56% of America believed this kind of thing happened all the time. And there's your percentage of low-info voters right there. 56%. Now, Newman thinks that more tips from the public might mean a greater chance that tragic mass killings can be prevented. How about the one about Elliot Rogers? They sent a whole squad to his house. They left thinking he was such a polite young man, so nice, so courteous. Newman said, while there's a spike in shootings following an incident, there's an even bigger spike in reported plots. That's because people are vigilant and come forward with their suspicions and concerns. Newman said the biggest hurdle to preventing school shootings is to making it possible for people with information to report it to authorities. Now, see, here's where we want to go with this. We want to go to the gun violence restraining order with this one. Newman said if we want kids to come forward with information, we have to remind them that these horrific crimes are happening. Should be part of a regular school curriculum to remind kids these things are going on. You could just fix it to where the schools are not a very attractive target, though, couldn't you? Jack Levin, a criminologist at Northeastern University, said it's the amount of media coverage that matters. He said it's the excessive media attention that creates the copycat phenomenon. We make celebrities out of monsters, noting that there are trading cards, action figures, and magazine covers featuring murderers. Really? Researchers behind the new study also found that states with higher gun ownership were more likely to have mass killings and school shootings. So, nowhere do we have any mention of who looked at this study before this study was published. Towers is a little upset. Which one is Towers? Let's see. Towers is one of the talking heads. They said, we have so many semi-automatic weapons that can be easily concealed and taken from the home and used in classmates or whoever. The real problem in the United States has to do with handguns being in the hands of the wrong people. But you can't blame it all on guns. The United States leads the Western world in non-gun homicides, too. Okay, well, there is that, I guess. But here, for the first time, instead of going after the low-hanging fruit, which is typically the AR-15 because it's a quote-unquote assault weapon, now we truly get to their true intent, which is handguns. It's always been handguns. They point out that there's still a number of important questions left unanswered, and there's no federal database on these tragedies. Actually, there is. The FBI ranks them. Thank you very much. And the Fed, and that's who has to do it, because they are the law enforcement people. They're the ones handling the crime things. Everybody else is a lawmaker, not a law enforcer. Tower said an official database needs to be compiled. The dynamic in the society needs to be addressed so we can fix this public health crisis. And there you have it. It's a public health crisis. Dear God, let's give up all the guns. Or maybe not. I'm not down with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Oh,
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. All right, I have another question. This is just a one-parter. How many of you actually train for difficulty when firing your gun? You know, snap caps, that kind of thing. Clearing stoppages, malfunctions of the weapon. I got to confess, and I mean, when I'm training with JT, if I wanted to do it, JT would put me through every possible scenario. I mean, he would just mess me up if I wanted to do it. A lot of times, though, I'm just filming or something, and I, you know, it's gotten to the point now to where I don't do as much training as I should be doing. Now, I get a lot of trigger time. But that's neither here nor there. But what happens when we face a difficult task? Well, we tend to focus on it. We tend to pull the object in close to our bodies, about stomach high, and bend over slightly to focus on what we're doing. That'll get the job done in most tasks that we encounter in real life. However, in a gunfight, it will get you killed. It will get you killed by being shot in the top of your head because you'll be looking down. The general plan in a gunfight. And if this is not your general plan in a gunfight, then this should become your general plan in a gunfight. Your general plan in a gunfight is to stop the threat as quickly as possible. But be aware that our best friend Murphy and his unavoidable law may take charge of the situation. We may suddenly find that we have to reload or clear some sort of malfunction, and we have to do it quickly if we expect to survive this little encounter. And if you let Mother Nature take charge, you will likely find yourself slightly bent over, staring intently as you try to correct the problem. The problem in a gunfight, the problem with this method, is that you are going to lose track of what's going on around you. Gunfights are actually quite a dynamic affair. Bad guys are probably not going to stand in front of you all nice and squared away like a B-27 target. In fact, they're likely to be moving in order to take advantage of the situation. And when you finally do look up, assuming that you survived so far, you must now look around to find the threat yet again. And this is all a waste of time. And time is precious in a gunfight. You can't afford to waste time when you're under attack. This is why all of the tactical superstars have you clearing your malfunctions with the weapon in front of your face. That's why you should be clearing your weapon with the weapon in front of your face. Hold it up somewhere between your shirt pockets and your collarbone and pull it in about 9, 12 inches from your body. And in this manner, you can keep your head erect. And you're going to be able to see what's happening around you while you work to get your pistol back in the fight. You can, if you need to glance at your pistol, you can do that and still sort of have that peripheral vision thing happening. It's much easier to do and still see what's going on around you. Fortunately, self-defense shootings rarely require a reload. And a properly maintained pistol is not going to malfunction in most cases. But those things do, they can, and they do happen. And a smart person, which heretofore I have not been, will plan and train for them. No matter how nice he is, no matter how well behaved he is, Murphy is not our friend. And more importantly, Murphy can get you hurt or killed. When performing pistol manipulations of any sort, hold your weapon high enough to where you can still keep your head erect and your eyes working and your mind alert. A lot of people, Travis Haley is one of them, he refers to where you have your weapon in front of your face as your workspace. And you've got to manage your workspace. Failure to manage your workspace will get you killed. Gunfighting is one of these things which, yes, it is really dynamic, which means it's probably going to be over with pretty quick. You know, are you going to have to reload? Probably not. That's item number one that's, I guess, a good thing. Item number two that might be called a good thing is that it's going to be over with really fast because it's so dynamic. And you're not going to have to, you know, reload. See, item number one. But in gunfights, things do happen. a properly maintained gun is going to function in most cases. But I think I saw this in a Steven Seagal movie once somewhere or something. What was it? Under Siege 2. Chance favors the prepared mind. And that's the thing you have to take into consideration in these moments. The wise person will. The wise person will take these things into consideration. Heretofore, I've not been as wise as I should be. I'm going to try to make that up. But here's the problem. Here's the problem for me. And you probably have the same problem. This is something we both have to overcome. I go out there and I'm using with the 9mm I'm shooting right now, I shoot steel cased ammunition, which is the dirtiest of the dirty. I mean, every time I clean the gun after I've used that ammunition, it's an affair to remember, trust me. And knowing that, I can't get any of the guns. I haven't managed to get the guns to malfunction yet. And the only malfunction I've had with any of the guns that I have shot in the last year was not because of the gun. It wasn't even because of the ammunition. It was because of the magazine. Which is, you know, it's a malfunction nonetheless, but it wasn't because the gun malfunctioned. That's you know. So, you know, it becomes one of these things where I'm having so much fun shooting. And I got to overcome it. I've got to go overcome it. I've got to get JT to set me up a couple of booby traps and let me be the booby and let me go out there and train with it. Because chance does favor the prepared mind, and Murphy is not our friend. I do have way too much of a good time when I shoot, though. It's just so hard to sit back there and say, well, I think I'm going to try a few stoppage drills now. Especially with some of the guns that just run so fast and so flawless. How am I supposed to do that? Nobody has an answer for that, I know. Be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Now, the chat room, I was just asked about doing training videos, which, item number one, I am not a trainer. Now, I can have somebody put me through training. And for those of you that have been through the YouTube channel or some of the other things, if you've seen some of that and there's something you would like to see, you know what? Just email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. Tell me what you'd like to see. JT and I, we've actually got plans to do a couple of special things. We haven't got around to doing them yet because I have to work with JT's schedule because JT is a active duty police officer, sheriff's deputy in the upstate of South Carolina. So we do it when it's convenient for him and when the weather permits us, so he has to be free, and the weather has to be good, and I need that. That's the only two reasons I need to meet. Bill@lockandloadradio.com if you want to see some stuff. Okay, that'll be the first one we do. We will work on that one. They want to see something about malfunctions and clearing jams. We'll do that. We'll do that. Now, coming out of California, a Democrat Assembly member, Brian Jones Dash Sawyer Sr., announced Monday that the California State Legislature needs to send Governor Brown a bill to disarm hate crimes. Now, after receiving no votes in both houses, AB 785, the Disarm Hate Act, will close the loophole that exists within our gun control laws by adding hate crimes to the list of misdemeanors that result in a ban on the right to possess a firearm for 10 years from the date of conviction. So there were no votes in the California General Assembly. Is that what I'm being led to believe? So much for the Republicans having the guts to not be intimidated by a progressive narrative that's long on virtue signaling and has it's completely devoid of any proportionality. Especially when you consider the evisceration of the most fundamental of rights, the Second Amendment, which I don't care who they are. If somebody's out there wanting to tell me, well, the state should be able to regulate that the way they want to, Bill, I cry shenanigans. Now, the bill's overview explains this. Existing law makes it a misdemeanor to, by force or threat of force, interfere with another person's free exercise of any constitutional right or privilege because of the other person's actual or perceived race, religion, national origin, disability, gender, or sexual orientation. Now, in the case of the Second Amendment, they mean to do more than just interfere. Threat. Is that like saying the fist of truth? Isn't the whole charge often subjective? And something a person of lesser means might have the wherewithal to effectively fight and appeal? And haven't we seen evidence of manipulated reports to gin up public outrage by those vetted interferists? Haven't we seen some outright fraud? Now, coming from the desk of David Kodrea, we get this part of it. Like, isn't hate bad? Of course hate is bad. And there are laws to deal with those acting on it against threats and assault and murder. But progressives, sort of like the way they take and they've turned speech and thought into violence, they continually add to the list of what qualifies as hate. We see daily accusations that Donald Trump and his supporters are fascist and racist who shouldn't be allowed to speak because hate speech is not free speech. Conservatives become fair game for some Nazi pounding. No hate there, right? Ideological cleansing doesn't count. Who remembers being told by some useful idiot that the only reason you didn't vote for Obama is because he's black? And guess what Shannon Watts means by disarm hate? The other thing is, we're talking about a misdemeanor. There has been no evidence presented that a newly prohibited person has been a danger to himself or others, and thus no disarmament based on a compelling state interest. So much for strict scrutiny when a Bill of Rights entitlement is being stripped. Oh, and it's not just California now. California just, you know, with a K, they're just one of my favorite targets. So, you know, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Oregon. And at the national level, there's H.R. 2841, the so-called Disarm Hate Act, sponsored entirely by Democrats, and it was referred to the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, Homeland Security, and Investigations in July. Back in June of last year, Kodrea reported on Senator Bob Casey, a phony supporter of the Second Amendment, who wants to prohibit the sale of firearms to anyone reasonably suspected of being guilty of a misdemeanor hate crime. So, not to be outdone by anyone when it comes to abandoning all pretext in believing in due process, last month the American Bar Association House of Delegates approved a resolution recommending disarming American citizens based on accusations of hate crimes and being a threat. So the disarmament bar moves from felony conviction to misdemeanor to accusation, and you're supposed to roll over and take it. And if you say anything about that, well, golly gee, that makes you a hater. We may need to disarm you. So, I just sit back and I look at this. The wish list that they have just gets longer and longer and more ridiculous and more ridiculous. To where now there's thought crimes. You could be accused of a hate crime. And then if you're accused of a hate crime, well, then you need to be disarmed. You need to become a prohibited person, which is the same thing Obama was trying to do, was create more lists, which you get on a prohibited persons list. That stuff is a bunch of nonsense. And I'd like to, you know, in California, they already have the gun violence restraining order. They had 86 of those last year, and in only 10 of those did they actually uphold the gun prohibition. So even in the people that they managed to accuse, where they try to get them on a new list, only 10 out of 86 were allowed to be kept on that. And this is sort of the same thing where they're out there saying, well, you're being accused of a hate crime. Really? What exactly was it that I supposedly hate? Was it when I said I hate all of this going against the Bill of Rights? That made me a hate criminal? Motive can provide that sort of microscope to where you can say, okay, he had the motive to do this, and that's why it was done. Okay? On the other hand, motive beyond it. There should not be things getting out there where we're worried about hate. That's a slippery slope to go down. Worrying about their emotion. Let's worry about their motive. Let's worry about what they did. Put them under the jail. Be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I have a station, WVWI, out of the Virgin Islands. They're probably listening right now, if they have power. Because every Caribbean island that was impacted by Hurricane Irma has experienced complete breakdowns of many things. Power, services, law and order. Nearly all islands affected, with the exception of Cuba, are former protectorates of France, UK, or the Netherlands. All of those entities insist that civilian populations on the islands as well as at home must be completely disarmed. Only paranoid politicians and imaginative, inventive criminals have guns. And now in the Caribbean, anarchy is broken out. Full-time criminals, including jail escapees, along with borderline criminals who have promptly reverted to type, are terrorizing everyone else, particularly foreign tourists, with armed robbery and physical attacks. Now, predictably, all outwardly anti-gun politicians on the islands are now sheepishly, hypocritically, and desperately calling for immediate deployment of armed European soldiers to restore order. Now, a logical observer will immediately deduce that what leftists call gun control, which is also known as the total elimination of the private ownership of guns, from the law-abiding, whether tested by Mother Nature or by Islamic terrorists, fails utterly everywhere it has been tried. It ever fails to protect citizens because they are prohibited from protecting themselves. And we are currently witnessing yet another unfolding failure of gun control, this time in the Caribbean. Conversely, here in the USA, we love guns. Armed Americans, also impacted by Hurricane Irma and Harvey, are not being similarly terrorized by criminals, although there are plenty of criminals around, and they're just as sleazy as Caribbean criminals. But here they're restrained by fear of getting shot. Think of a bad guy's back peppered with a shotgun, you know, with buckshot, and call that the Texas Looter Tattoo. Think of it that way. Now, our media is ignoring this story, of course, because it doesn't fit the narrative. But Dianne Feinstein, you know, she's the one that said banning guns addresses a fundamental right of all Americans to feel safe. Just can't find that right articulated anywhere. Then there's a Spokane shooting. And we shouldn't be surprised to see any gun journalists writing about how it's the fault of the gun, despite the fact the Spokane County Sheriff wasn't quick to blame the gun for the incident, or maybe they did it because he wouldn't do it for them. But from the Huffington Post, a reporter asked the sheriff how the shooter had access to the firearms used to kill classmate Sam Strahan and injure three others, and the sheriff was reluctant to discuss gun control issues. He said minors are not supposed to be in possession of a handgun until they're 21. You never know how people get a hold of weapons. These are things we'll be digging into, trying to figure out what exactly happened here. But it's no mystery, according to Huffington Post, how Sharp gained access to the weapons he fired at school. The sheriff acknowledged there's a gun safe at Sharp's house. The teen told police that he knows the combination of the safe, and he bragged to fellow students that his father purchased guns for him. The sheriff said, we'll have to figure out how to go from there. As a parent, you need to take care of how you store those things. The sheriff's resistance to focusing on the firearms of the Freeman High shooting fits with the long-standing effort of gun lobbyists and politicians to avoid discussing the elephant in the room in the wake of tragedies like this. But it's not the elephant in the room, it's the specter. Because there are numerous laws on the books to prevent what happened in Spokane. And none of them actually stopped the shooter. None of them. Sheriff's name is Nezovich. He noted minors aren't legally allowed to possess handguns until they're 21. While the HuffPo speculation may indeed be right, it might not. After all, it's not unusual for children to claim things that aren't really true. From knowing how to access the gun safe to having a girlfriend in Canada. That's become a staple of life today. That's not to say the claim isn't true, only that I wouldn't accept a teenage would-be serial killer, spree shooter. That's what he wanted to be, a spree shooter. I wouldn't accept his word for it. And it's certainly possible he did have firearms purchased for him. It's not that unusual. I got my first gun as a 12-year-old. I never had the voice that's going to me and say, go. Maybe that's because it was a single shot. I don't know. This isn't some rare thing that's a sign of irresponsible parenting. What it means is that we still don't know all that much about the shooting. That's what it means. But there is something we do know, something that the Huffington Post won't ask because they don't want to know. They don't want to know what would have happened if teachers had been armed. Just a couple of states south, California teachers in many districts can be armed if they possess a valid concealed carry license, something they are poised to lose any day now once Jerry Brown signs the bill. How would that have impacted a case like this? The shooter surrendered to the police, but what if he had met armed resistance earlier? What if a teacher or other staff member had presented their own firearm? Would anyone have died? How many fewer would have been injured? The anti-gun media is not going to ask that because that doesn't demonize the gun enough. The gun has got to be demonized. Got to demonize guns and gun owners, rather than looking for actual solutions to school violence. Here's the thing about this kind of stuff. There's a very fine line about this. Now, I've seen some of this kid's social media, and it's obvious there was something going on there. Pretty obvious. And as a parent, sometimes you might have to make a difficult call. Now, in the case of some parents, like the Lanzas. Adam Lanza killed his mother and wanted to go looking for his father. He had plans to go looking for his father. I think they found notes about that. He wanted to kill his father, which that could be worrisome.
Yeah.
So that part is something that has, I mean, being a parent is not, it's not one of those things that you do part-time. I know some people have to because of work and everything, but you have to be engaged to some degree. Both of my sons have weapons. Both of my sons are adults. I have no issue with them carrying a gun. And they both carry guns. They not only have weapons, they carry them on a daily basis. Legally carry them. But like I said, they're adults. And they're actually in a good position to impact society in a very positive way. In the event of some sort of societal breakdown, I and my sons will team up. We are similarly equipped, and we can get ready to go relatively quick. We're not that spread apart. There'd be a little transport involved, but it'd be done. And I think we'd make a very fair accounting of ourselves. Now, we're not going to be marauders or anything, but we would take care of things. But anyway, coming up next, maybe not in the opening of the hour, but definitely by the end of the first segment, we're going to be joined by Congressman Jeff Duncan. He may join us right at the outside of the hour, I don't know. But next hour coming up, we're going to be talking about things like National Reciprocity, the SHARE Act. It's all good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.